once the death march was over, and they arrived at the place of execution. The soldiers stripped him of his garments. Being stripped of his garments meant that he was no longer localized by dress. In his nakedness, he became the universal man. The rough nails was applied to the hands from which the world's graces flowed. His feet, too, were nailed, the feet which sought after the lost sheep. Every detail of prophecy was being fulfilled. 1,000 years before, David spoke of this very thing. In Psalms 22, David wrote, "All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, 'He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him.' Many bulls have compassed me. They gap upon me with their mouths as a raving and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And you have brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." These scriptures was being fulfilled at this very moment. David described this day much like the New Testament writers did. In John 19, starting with verse 26, said this, "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made 4 parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said among themselves, 'Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it. Whom shall it be?' That the scripture might be fulfilled which said, 'They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did.'" John goes on to say that there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Now this Cleophas mentioned here is one of the Lord's disciples. He was the one on the resurrection morning. He and his friend Simon was headed to the town of Emmaus, and Jesus showed up. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Then in Matthew chapter 27, he gives his version. "And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, 'They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.' And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, 'This is Jesus, King of the Jews.' Then were there 2 thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, one on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, 'You that destroyed the temple and builds it again in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross.' Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him, and with the scribes and elders, said, 'He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will even have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.